This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're really listening to The Real Side of... See how I did that? Really? You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Send me the email. I don't care if it's an email. You can get text alerts by texting TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. I got a lot of stuff, a lot of news I want to catch up on. Right? I get guests on. I love having a guest on. I think it's wonderful. But, you know, you get so far behind sometimes with the news of the day that's going on. And, you know, again, you guys hear all the crazy stories about San Francisco. And some of you think, like, they're really whacked and are you embellishing? Look them up yourself. You don't have, you know, there isn't anything that comes out of San Francisco and or San Francisco County that you have to embellish on, believe me. They are nuts all by their onesies. Fresno County Sheriff, they're not going to be able to enforce the stay-at-home orders. You know why? Because the lunatics let so many criminals out of jail to keep them from getting virus that the sheriffs are running around rearresting these people. They remember it. It wasn't like they got off a time for good behavior. They did the right thing or anything along those lines. No. No, no. No, no. It all had to do with we didn't want them to get sick. Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims said Tuesday that she'd not be able to enforce Governor Gavin Newsom's stay-at-home orders because she was too busy rearresting accused criminals and that were all set free under the state's new $0 bail policy. Oh, you guys probably don't know about that. You can't, you know, especially if people can't afford it, unless it's like murder or something along those lines. There's no bail in California anymore. You do the crime, you get caught in the middle of doing it. If it doesn't include murder, you sign your ticket and say, hey, I'll be back on Tuesday. A bunch of boneheads. I know, some of you write me emails and you say, you know, you make so much fun of California. How smart does it make you that you're still there? Well, I've got commitments here I need to finish up on. I'm one of those guys that believes if you make a commitment, you stay with it. Right, I mean, I ran for school board, I won. A lot of people put themselves out, gave me money, worked hard for me to get back in office again. I'm not going to walk away. Anyhow. The Fresno County Sheriff appeared on the Trevor Carey Show, discussed the challenges facing law enforcement during the coronavirus pandemic. Right now you have economic hardships on top of it. She pointed out that government employees were also vulnerable to the economic damage because, you know, there was less tax revenue. Less tax revenue means less government employees. Oh, my God. That's terrible. And then they have to cut services, right? No, really, they had to cut services. So Carey asked her, I've heard multiple sheriffs around the nation state that they will not enforce their governor's shelter-in-place orders. Is that your position? She said, this is my position. We do not stop the public to find out what they're doing when they're not sheltered in place. We don't ask those questions. We don't ask if they're essential. You know, funny, because, you know, my granddaughter would say we were essential. Nobody else, maybe. We've got our hands full trying to rearrest people that are released due to the $0 bail. So we've got other things that are going on that are much more important than stopping normal. Now, check this. Check the line that she used. Than using normal law-abiding citizens. Fresno is the fifth largest city in California, the hub of the state's agriculture. As of Wednesday, the county had recorded over 1,000 coronavirus cases and 13 deaths. So they have thousands and thousands and thousands of criminals in these jails. Right? They've tested for coronavirus. They found a little over 1,000. Right? They've had 13 deaths, which means they've had thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of survivors. But you won't hear that. California adopted a $0 bail after criminal justice reform advocates argue that cash bail was discriminatory. Right? See, everything with the left has to do with race. Everything. Doesn't matter what it is. What is discriminatory? If you commit the crime, if you're caught in the act of breaking into a jewelry store, it is no bail. Because, oh, the guy was robbing the store because he had to feed his family. So if he's that poor, he had to feed his family, then of course he's not going to have the money he needs to put up bail. So what? They were committing a crime. They weren't reading books to kids. They weren't helping seniors in hospitals. They were committing a crime. Do you see how nuts this state is? California began phase two of Governor Newsom's reopening plan. Right? Businesses are limited in their openings. Trevor Carey, which broadcast live, oh, Trevor Carey's show, I'm sorry, was broadcast live from Fresno on 96.7 AM. He's on every day. And he asked the sheriff to come in, or to at least get on the line with him and speak to him. Now, I got to tell you something. It's kind of tough. A lot of them don't want to come in. They don't want to come on. They don't want to tell you what's going on because they get trouble with their superiors. The beauty with sheriffs, though, I think we talked about this last week. They're not a political. They're not a political appointment. They're elected by the people. So they don't have to worry about being fired, if you would. So, again, that's why, you know, I love having sheriffs. The L.A. sheriff, isn't that great? Joe Bacini, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We're going to talk about why you shouldn't wear a mask. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. Well, I'm back anyway. I don't know about you guys. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Just being involved in the conversation, being part of and being, involved. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, sending me messages. I really do appreciate it. Keep them coming. It really is. Everybody's kind of going through stuff here, whether it's mental, physical. You're not getting the food you want. I'm not getting the kinds of food I want. Might be getting the food. And I love these people, again, have you noticed how there's still no toilet paper? Anybody? There's still no toilet paper in the stores. And Tammy and I, well, Tammy did the work. she went ahead and ordered toilet paper online. And we got it, you know. So if you're ordering this stuff on, I know, I hate it because you're still making, like, you know, Amazon and these other people, you give it, putting money in their pocket. And it does. It drives me out of my mind. Not much you can do about it, right? You need it, you need it. Plus, of course, you have leaves, plenty of leaves, you don't know what to do with, and you know what I'm saying there. Recent article in a health and wellness medical magazine. I don't know what else to call them. Publication? Site? Healthy people wearing masks? These days you see them everywhere. But according to Patricia, I'm not even going to try to sound this one out. Noonzen Schwander. We'll just call her Dr. Patricia. An emergency room nurse with, nurse, with over two decades of experience, the science doesn't support healthy people wearing masks. When Patricia found out that her grandchildren in a Montessori preschool were required to wear masks, even for toddlers, she did a deep dive into the research. She wrote that, and that's the other thing. Why does it drive the left crazy when you do research? Why does it drive these social justice platforms, or I can't call them anything else, the social justice, why does it drive them nuts when you simply ask a question? That's why our Vimeo channel got pulled down. I asked the question, would you take the vaccine if it was required and or mandated by law? So I wanted to know. In the process of making decisions, one must evaluate options, she said, including the risk and benefits of the recommendation. Now, there's considerable debate about the subject. Because of the current coronavirus situation, healthy people being told by government officials to wear masks. But you've got to evaluate this, right? You should never just blind. Look at it. It's not the doctor I'm going to now, so it's kind of cool. But I remember going to the doctor, and he took my blood pressure, and instead of saying, hey, it's kind of high, do you take it yourself? Do you know where it's been in the past? He asked me, hey, does your dad have high blood pressure? Does he take medication? Yeah, he does. But how about your brothers or sisters? Well, I have no sisters, but I got brothers. Yeah, both of those, two of the three brothers are on blood pressure medication. All right, and he asked me a couple more questions. He started writing a prescription. And I said, what are you doing? He said, nah, I'm going to put you on blood pressure medication. I go, why? Tell me what I can do to bring it down, because I don't buy you can't bring it down. I mean, I brought it up. I should be able to bring it down. And this was back when the World Health Organization, or whoever comes up with these rules, said that, you know, 140 over whatever it was, but the 140 was a high number, and if it went over 140, you were at risk for, you know, heart trouble. Okay, great. Wonderful. How do I get it down? So he told me. I said, okay, great. So I went on a diet, and I didn't go on a diet. I just ate differently for a while. Started to lose weight. It started coming down. I'm doing a little more, not exercise, but I'm doing a little bit more walking. I'm doing a little bit more active. It starts to come down. And then that blood pressure people made it now 130 over whatever. And you had to have it there. So, you know, again, my blood pressure for the longest time, finally down to like 122 over 68 or something like that. And then they said, you know, 120 is potential hyper blood whatever. And go, come on. No. You just, everybody's got their blood pressure down because people are working out and walking and doing things, and you can't make any money if you can't prescribe blood pressure medication. Anyway, back to the original thing where I said to the doctor, no, tell me what I need to do. Let's go down that road, because I don't want to pop those pills. I don't want to get stuff. Most of the people I know on a blood pressure medication, they seem to be on it forever. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that person. So he was quite impressed, A, that I was able to get it down, that I was willing to do the work to make it happen. And, you know, it was good. It worked out to be okay. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is why I say to you, when it comes to the doctors, when it comes to this kind of thing, just because they say it, it isn't gospel truth. Doctors make mistakes too, as is evidenced by people who die in hospitals every day from wrong things that doctors and or nurses do. It happens. Anyway, to evaluate the recommendation, we have to ask some common sense questions, she says. when it comes to wearing these masks especially. What are the risks or serious complications of death from COVID-19? What are the benefits using science and data of healthy people wearing masks to prevent spreading a virus? What are the risks to healthy people who wear masks? I'm telling you, man, this is a big deal. Because it's supposed to be a case of, we're recovering, wear a mask. What kind of mask? What was that? N5, N12, N27, whatever it was. It's funny how all the medical terminology came in, and yet they're perfectly willing to accept somebody in a bandera. But what is that? You've seen them all over the place, right? And they take them off their head, and then they put them over their face. How exciting. Right? And that's supposed to be okay. That'll keep it up. So why we're spending all this money on these masks and stuff, I don't know, when you can just take something and throw it over your face. Maybe I'll just pull my T-shirt up and use a clothespin and clip it to my nose. Maybe how my nose pierced. I do a little hook, right? Pull my T-shirt up and just put it over my nose. If you look at the risk of death from this coronavirus, you need to look at the real numbers, not the models, you know, and predictions. None of them have been accurate. Not a one. Population of the United States is approximately 320. Nah, that's a little off, but all right. 327 million. Right? Almost 77,000 have been reported to die from COVID. Now, that's as a complication or a complication of it. They're reaching a tad. Using the real numbers of people potentially at risk, and we all are, and then you take the number of deaths, it works out to be not telling you till we come back. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side, GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far, really. We have a lot more coming up after the break, and I'll give you the number. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former Vice President Joe Biden, after again denying the claim of a former staffer that he sexually assaulted her nearly three decades ago, acknowledged for the first time the dilemma now facing potential supporters, saying, if they believe Tara Reid, they probably shouldn't vote for me. I wouldn't vote for me if I believed Tara Reid. Biden also said he didn't remember Reid, who worked for him in 1993, and said all women who are harassed should be taken seriously.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't. But look, let me get something clear. When a woman makes a claim that she has been harassed or abused, she should be taken seriously. She can come forward, share her story. She should be taken seriously.
Biden's comments came during an hour-long town hall-style event that included former Georgia State Representative Stacey Abrams, seen as a top contender to be his running mate. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Please answer the question.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of our conversation. All right. I mean, this is so much going on. Like I said, I didn't think I was going to get to it all, but I'm going to try like heck. You can believe that. We're talking about the coronavirus numbers, and not the virus in and of itself, but are masks warranted? Right? When you look at the numbers and you actually break them down, you find out the answer is clearly no. When you use the real numbers of the people potentially at risk, and the number of deaths we've had, it works out to be, if you've got a pencil, you might want to write this down, 0.00023, or 0.023, right, of the population. Not even close, like the 1/10 to 1%. No, it's not there. So the general populace, the death rate is zero. I mean, percentage-wise. It looks like the death rate from this is higher because not everybody has been exposed. So the death rate is a little higher. It's not known how many were exposed. The problem is we don't know how many have been exposed. Without an accurate denominator, we don't really know the risk of dying from the infection. We know that people have been listed as dying from corona when they haven't. Now, the several of them actually, show most people infected have mild to no symptoms at all and they fully recover. And a few recent studies looking at the population with real data of people who were infected that did not have symptoms and received treatment have shown the death rate to be much lower than they thought it was. Now, most of the people tested were sick or they were very high risk to begin with. Right? And we don't have any idea how many fully recovered, do we? Right? We don't know how many older adults and people who had severe underlying medical conditions, like, you know, heart and lung cancer or heart and lung disease. We gotta be really careful with this stuff. Look what they're doing to people. Now, most of the people tested were sick, like I said, or were high risk already. high risk of infection. Excuse me. Now, none of these risk factors have been seen to be applicable to healthy children or children with no underlying health issues. So they're at an extreme low risk of seriously being affected by this. Now, people at high risk probably should stay home. But again, I would leave that up to them. I don't have a right to tell them. You know, what's really funny is, well, we can't let them kill themselves. Well, actually, you can. You do that in other states. You allow people to euthanize themselves. So what's the difference here? If they want to take a chance, leave them alone. And they want to force them to wear masks out in public to try to protect themselves from contracting the infection. The writer goes on to say, I don't have qualms about healthy people wearing masks, asking them to partake of the intervention, but it shows that it doesn't benefit anybody. That's using science, not emotion. You know, the left loves to use emotion. What about the kids? You're killing the kids. You're pulling the kids away from their parents. You're killing... No. It's not how it works. Right? And you're getting close to that in the jail system, too. They're gonna start wigging out and crying about that. The kids are pulled away from their parents. No, actually, the parents decide to leave their kids. When they decide to go, you know, do a crime, rob a jewelry store, a mini mart, whatever... And they get caught and they have to do time. Right? That was a choice the parent made, knowing what the outcome could be. So don't give me that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So don't believe the numbers. Do your own homework. Check it out, like most of us do. And then make up your mind. Then you can decide. Don't let the government decide for you. Really, seriously, don't do it. Did you know that young men, you probably do this, young men are giving up on marriage? You know why they are? Now, it's according to them. So put your rocks down. Don't come after me. They say women aren't women anymore. Well, more young women say that having a successful marriage is important. Fewer men share that goal because they're afraid of the women. Come on, you see what's gone on over the last year. You'd be afraid of women, too. Right? They're backing off from it. I mean, the desire to get married is high among young women. But where are they at in the relationship? What are they looking for? Pew Research found that the number of women 18 to 34 that are saying having a successful marriage is one of the most important things. Rose from 28% to 37% since 1997. The number of young adult men saying the same thing, it dropped from 35% to 29%. Now, Pew's findings have caught the attention of one U.S. writer who maintains that the feminism, deeply entrenched in every segment of the culture, has created an environment in which young men find it more beneficial to simply opt out of the couple kind of relationships. Totally. The hookups work better. Just ask them. Which doesn't make any sense as a whole. But Susan Venker's article, The War on Men, which appeared on the website of the Fox News in November, has become really just a lodestone for feminists who have attacked her position that the institution of marriage is threatened, not enhanced, by the supposed gains of the feminist movement. Where have all the good mini-marriage kind of guys gone? It's a question that's talked about a lot. Listen, when you even talk about it in secular media, you talk to these guys, you sit down, you talk to the young ladies. It's really funny. They want to rely on a man. They want him to take care of, and not in total, not like the old days. They want to be able to rely on him to take care of them, if need be. I mean, he's more of a security blanket when you listen to some of these women talk than he is as a life partner, as a husband, as, you know, being part of the team, if you would. She points out that for the first time in U.S. history, the number of women in the workforce has surpassed the number of men. While more women work than men, and they're acquiring university degrees as well. Why is that? You know, we had a guy on the show, and I'm going to have him back on again. It's called the boy problem. For the last couple of decades, boys in high school, junior high school, have been overlooked. They have not been focused on. The attitude was, they're going to play video games, they're going to be man's men, they're going to be G.I. Joes, whatever, whatever, whatever. And there's no reason to really educate them. It's not true. Not by any stretch of the imagination. Now the problem, this new phenomenon has changed the dance between men and women, she writes, with feminism pushing them out of most of their traditional roles. They're no longer breadwinners. They're no longer protectors. It's what we were bred for. Right? They're not the provider anymore. Whether you want to hear it or not, all right, I mean, especially if you're a God person, there are roles. There are things that we have been tasked with to have to do, and when we can't do it from a perspective of nature or natural, it bothers us. There's a lot of men going through depression right now, not because of COVID-19, because they can't provide for their families. That's what they're made to do. That's what they've always done. Right? They work, they feed, they spend time with, have some fun with, go to bed, get up, go to work again. Now the women are saying, look, I can take care of the kids with your help. I can make more money than you. I mean, I go down a whole list of things they're telling their male counterparts at home, because I don't know what to call them. They're definitely not partners based on what some of the women write. I don't really need you. I don't even need you to make this child. I could probably go to a sperm bank and get what I need. This has been going on for decades. This is nothing new. The person who wrote this says, as a writer and researcher into the trends of marriage and relationships, she said, I've accidentally stumbled upon a subculture of men who say, in no uncertain terms, they are never getting married. Gee, wonder why. Talk about it more to the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll, right? You know, I really do appreciate the time you spent with us. I really do appreciate the time. And I really do appreciate your patience with, what do you call those things? When you buy stuff online, I guess the show stuff. Show paraphernalia. How's that? Propaganda, as some people would say. But I do appreciate the time you spend with us and when you're involved and engaged. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do, a lot you can get involved with. We were talking about how men don't want to get married. You know, young men don't want to get married anymore. And the reason they say that is they say because women aren't women. But I think it works both ways. You know, you can find out what is their definition of a woman, number one. What is a woman's definition of a man? And will she allow him to be so? You know, the old joke I always love, you know, you get some of these women who really are into total control of everything. I wonder how much of a good dance partner they would be. Most dances are written around men being the lead. Some don't like that. So the writer to this, who's actually been looking into this for quite some time, she's been researching it. She's researching trends of marriage and relationships. She said she was accidentally stumbled upon. She actually stumbled upon this subculture. Right? And she just said that the most of the men answered the same way, that women don't want to be women. They aren't women. You know, feminism, she says, the feminism and sexual revolution, they simply made marriage obsolete. Because for women, it was a social and economic refuge. I don't know why. I don't know if I believe that. You know, it's really funny, because even growing up when I was younger, the girls in my family, all the women in my family, were encouraged to go to school. They were encouraged to get an education. I never heard my aunts or my uncles say, yeah, you got to go to college so you can hook yourself a nice man. It's the women who lose, Venker says. Not only are they saddled with consequences of sex by disseminating male nature, they never really seek a balanced life. This is where the leftist loves to uproot everything. They don't want anything to be the norm. Because anything that's the norm, anything that's consistent to them, is just boring and forced upon them. According to the article, it says, women need men's linear career goals. They need men to pick up the slack at the office. This is how they live a balanced life. A cross-section of research data from the Pew Research Center for the last months of 2012-2013. I mean, it's funny. Why can't they get these polls or these studies, put them together a little faster? Wouldn't that be cool? They showed an alarming trend for marriage and childbearing in the U.S. One report published in mid-December said that the latest census data showed barely half of all adults in the United States are currently married. That is a record low since 1960. The number of married adults has decreased by 72%, right? And marriages in the U.S. declined by 5% between 2009 and 2010. And it's still dropping because millennials don't want to be married. Moreover, the median age of first marriage continues to rise, with women getting married the first time at 26, men at 28. I don't know, I don't think that's too bad. No, really, I think it's crazy when you get married at 18, 19, and 20. You have no clue, you don't even know what clothes go together yet. Right? The link between marriage and childbearing has become disconnected. The millennial generation doesn't think you need to be married to have kids. Who sold that to them? So you don't need two parents at home. Do you see what the left have sown over the years? Marriage doesn't have to be between a man and a woman. Oh, heck, you don't even have to get married. Have sex early, often, and with as many people as you want to. Or things with a heartbeat. We've done those stories. And that whole thing about marriage sold to you, you don't need that. You guys can just live together. You can just keep going on with this, and you can see every social norm of any kind of traditional anything that actually made sense, helped, and showed to be a positive in the lives of humans, they want to tear down. They've been doing it for decades. There's a gap of 22% between the values of millennials placed on parenthood over marriage. It was 7 points in 1997. The research has found that millennials, many of whom are the children of divorced themselves or single parents, are also less likely than their elders to say that a child needs both the father and the mother at home. Here's the problem. That's a lie. It's a lie that's been sold to everybody. It's wrong. You guys talk about science and psychology and all that other stuff, but you really don't mean it. When you really talk to people that are into this, that study this, that are on this on a regular basis, you find out that, no, children do need both parents. They do need male and female to grow strong, to understand. They glean from both sides. Both sides have a role. Male and female have a role in sowing into your kids' lives, male or female. When you look at the statistics, you can't tell me when they show you that, that for a young lady, for instance, at home, when a dad's home, they're 72% less likely to get pregnant out of wedlock. There, all these statistics to show when dad is around, how much better the young lady does, or vice versa. I mean, when there's a young boy in the house, how much better the boy does when mom's in the house. Two parents, but there's a mom there too. Right? So, in the case of the young lady, how does the same-sex couple, two women, who fills the role, really can fill the role of being the male character to help that kid grow, to help that kid to be solid? Remember, the statistics I gave you have to do when the other parent is there. So if daddy's not home but mommy's there, she's already got a female in the house. She needs a male for the balancing act. Yes, there is male-female, man-woman. Too bad deal. Seriously. You know, why? Why the left? And so what do you guys, just chime in if you want to. But why the left feels is like it's got to rip this up, got to tear everything down. Do you really believe that the only reason behind it is so they can tear apart society as we know it, the foundation, the bedrock of society, so that when they step back in or they decide to step back in, it's nothing like it looked over the last few decades? I don't trust any of them. That's beside the point. And if you do, I feel sorry for you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just trying to be real, as they say. All right. So I think I've already touched on this. We're going to touch on it again. And you heard me talk earlier with Dr. Gerard Lamero about how, you know, we took the congressional district. District 25 out of California. We should have never got it. You know, for all intents and purposes, we should have never won. But apparently nobody told the candidate that. Because he cranked. And he worked really hard. And he beat his brains out. And when he could, he walked. Otherwise, he called. You know, they made their calls and that kind of stuff. Emails and what have you. But they did everything they could to make sure they came out on top. They came out up front. So you can win these areas. You have to work at it. You have to focus. You can't have an attitude that you're going to lose. And you just have to work it. You will win. I guarantee it. You will take these seats back. You can't be scattered and all over the place. Find yourself one or two candidates you can work for, whether it's on the phone, I don't know, doing postcards, emails, text messages, whatever you can do, that's what you need to do. That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email. Go ahead, write it. Well, not if you're driving, don't write it down. Joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know who you want on the show. Maybe an author, a topic, or what have you. Always open to those kind of things. If the story, some of you already do this, but some of you don't. If there's a story you think I'll be interested in, send it to me. Send it to joe@therealside.com. And I'll see what I can do about getting it, you know, getting it played, getting it up there. Not just the interview, but get the book or whatever it is that we're talking about. Now, some of you who have not been around for a long time, you've listened to the show maybe the last few weeks, last month, we've got audio, not many videos left because they keep getting pulled down, but you can find all of that on the website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. God bless. Listen, have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. Stay safe. Don't get arrested. Well, you can get arrested for a good cause. But anyway, God bless. Be careful. I'm Joe Messina, your host.